Before Chris Carmichael's arrest last week, Bethel parent Ruth Miller says she thought he was a good principal. She says she liked that he attended extracurricular activities, that he had an open-door policy, that he resolved issues she had in the school. She liked him. Now she says she's questioning her own judgment of people.
I felt a lot of, I guess it's like shame or guilt that I never suspected.
Some students at Gladys Jung were similarly confused when they heard of the arrest. For instance, local parent Annie Cochran says her kids looked up to Carmichael, trusted him, so they thought there must be a mistake.
And so all of the children around were thinking that the police had done something wrong. And I think that's really, really hard when you see that.
Events like Carmichael's arrest don't come with a manual on what comes next. Parents have to develop strategies for how they guide their kids through it. Ruth Miller decided to answer all of her eldest daughter's questions as honestly as she could.
I think that came with some more heartbreak, but I think if your kid's old enough to kind of understand the gravity and seriousness of the situation, that they should be informed so they too can make safer decisions.
But Annie Cochran doesn't think her kids are ready for a conversation like that. They know their elementary school principal was arrested, but she's not planning on telling them why.
Yes, I think that it's important to not share the evidence with my children because they are not at the age that they can appropriately process. I also am choosing not to shatter their feelings right now because their earth has kind of fallen beneath their feet.
Still, there are many similarities in the ways Ruth and Annie are handling this situation. For one, Ruth has a new rule for her children.
Trust no one. You know, you kind of used to say, oh, if you're ever in trouble, go tell your teacher or go tell your principal. And now the message is you call your mom as soon as you can. Just don't trust anybody. It's probably one of the most horrible things I've ever had to tell my children.
Ruth says it was hard to take away that feeling of security from her kids, but she would rather they be able to make safer decisions. Annie agrees. For her kids, teachers are no longer in the category of people they can trust. And there's another phrase both parents have been saying a lot lately.
I don't know
the answers. And sometimes that's the most credible thing that you can do, is just identifying that you yourself, you don't have all the answers.
Ruth says she initially didn't even know where to start the conversation with her kids. But the Lower Kuskokwim School District sent out a press release on how to have difficult conversations with children. And she says that helped her a lot.
I literally had it open when I broached the subject with all of my children together.
The guide says, first, think about what you want to say and practice. Then, find a quiet moment and find out what they already know. Share what you're feeling. Tell the truth. And above all, reassure them. Annie says that last part is especially important.
These are the moments where we show our children how important they are to us.
If parents need more help with these conversations, LKSD has school counselors available. And Bethel Family Clinic and the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation also have behavioral health staff that people can contact. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.